is on with us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Good afternoon, Mr. Long. How are you, sir?
Hey, Justin. Good. Thank you. Good to be with you. And I'm slowly getting less hair to cut. So
we all are. Well, I'm getting more. It's just not on top of my head, unfortunately. And I don't want to get into that. Congratulations again on being named the chairman of the committee that will select the final four in the college football next year. Can you tell me about how that process came about, how you found out, and how you found out about being named chairman?
Well, first of all, it truly is a tremendous honor. I mean, I am just taken aback and humbled by being, one, selected to the committee, and then also being asked to serve as the chairman. And so the process really was, you know, first I was asked to serve on the committee by the management committee, which consists of the 10 commissioners from the 10 FBS conferences. So I was asked to serve on that sometime in July and was excited to do that. And then just in the last couple of weeks, week and a half, 2 weeks, did they come back to me and ask me to serve as the chair. And that came from the management committee, again, those 10 commissioners, and they voted unanimously to ask me to serve as chair. So I was honored by that as well.
Yesterday was unique, and it was interesting listening to Bill Hancock introduce everybody before bringing you up on stage and to talk about your position. He was up there cracking jokes, and I almost felt bad for him. I don't know if you guys were laughing in the room, but on the TV broadcast, you couldn't hear anybody laughing, and that dude's up there, you know, doing stand-up comedy, and I don't know if anybody was catching the jokes, but he was sure trying really, really hard yesterday.
So, he did have a couple zingers in there.
He had a bunch of zingers in there. What was your... Yeah, he talked about you running the option. He said, so you know it's all about working options or something like that. What were your thoughts on this group? And obviously, it's an honor to not only be chairman, but to be able to work with a group of folks like this. I would guess that the conversations you all have that have nothing to do with football will be far more interesting than the football talk.
You know, I think you're right about that. It really, truly is an honor. I'm eager to serve on the committee just to get to know the committee members. And, you know, a lot of them I know just through sports, but, you know, people like Archie Manning, you know, I've met in passing but not spent time with him. And obviously Dr. Rice and General Gould and, you know, you just go down the list. There are lots of people there that I look forward to working with and communicating with. And it truly will be a pleasure. So I'm excited about it.
You guys will meet not only at the end of the year to decide which four teams make the playoff, but also throughout the year. What in your mind are the goals of some of those meetings that will happen leading up to that final meeting?
Well, first of all, our meetings will start next month because as the first committee and the first chairman, we have a lot of work to do to set up process and you know, consider how we're going to treat different metrics that we look at. You know, we have a tremendous amount of data available to us. More than we could possibly consume. So, so we'll have to go through some structural decisions as a committee. We're going to meet now in November. Then we preliminarily will meet in January at some point after the final BCS game. And then from there we'll decide how many more meetings we need prior to the start of the football season. Once we get to the football season, we will have somewhere between 4 and 5 in-person meetings, and they would occur every 2 weeks once we start them in about the middle of the season, similar to about when the BCS rankings come out now. And we will actually come out of those meetings with a preliminary 1 through 25. And then 2 weeks later, we'll come back, we'll meet, we'll analyze data, and we'll come out with a second top 25. So that will be the process, and then Selection Sunday will be, Sunday, December 7th, and that's when we'll come out with our four and then place the other teams in the bowls based on the semifinal game.
There is a tremendous amount of pressure on this group, and I'm sure you understand that all too well. And I know you probably thought about that going into this. Can you talk a little bit about that and trying to ignore somewhat the peripheral pressures of trying to make a good decision? I know you've been through that, you know, many times before as an athletic director.
Yeah. Well,
did we lose him? Hello? Okay, I really wanted to hear that answer. I think we lost him.
There he is.
Hello? Yeah, we'll clear it, so hopefully we can get him right back. That's Jeff Long, by the way, joining us, the athletic director, University of Arkansas. Hopefully we'll get him back in just a moment. It is a very impressive group of folks. One of the questions we will ask him about if we can get him back on, Barry Alvarez, of course, the AD at the University of Wisconsin, where Brett Bielema was prior. Curious to talk about that. I don't know if there's going to be any – I'm assuming they will, you know, be able to work as professionals, but that's I don't know if there's any sort of built-in stress or pressure there, but you know, certainly between Coach Bielema and the University of Wisconsin, it was not exactly a great divorce.
No, but it never is when a coach leaves on his own terms, and I would think people in leadership like that have the foresight to know that. I would think. And
yeah, you know. I think that they were regulars in the Rose Bowl, if I'm incorrect, and won about 9 games a year.
Got him back here.
So it's tough to give away a coach like that. I can understand.
Jeff, you there?
Yeah, Justin, I'm back. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there.
I've hung up on a lot of people, but you are not one of them, so I apologize for that.
Well, where were we when we cut out?
Talking about dealing with pressures and being able to ignore some of that and focus on what you need to do.
Yeah, I think all of us know that going in there's going to be a tremendous amount of scrutiny, and we know that as a committee, not everyone's going to be happy. We expect to make the majority of college football fans pleased with our selections of the four teams for the national championship, but we know that team 5, 6, and 7 or more may feel like they were deserving of 4. And again, our goal and our commitment is to act in the best interest of college football. Our goal is to get the 4 best teams based on the 13 members of that committee and have them seated and play in that 4-team playoff. So, you know, there will be people upset. It comes with the territory, but we're going to be acting in the best interest of college football in our view.
Jeff Long joining us in the zone. Matt Stell has a question for you that's semi-related to that, I guess, Matt.
Yes, yeah. Matt.
Yeah, Jeff, I was just kind of wondering if you talk a little bit about, you know, at least on the surface, the potential for a conflict of interest between, sitting active athletic directors at power conferences that are now a part of this selection committee. And, I mean, you know, surely that there's going to be some things in place to keep objective. But can you just talk about that for a little bit and some of the challenges and things like that and
sure,
how you kind of square that?
Yeah, great question. First of all, you know, we will have a recusal process, and it's really been handed down to us at one level from the management committee, and that is anybody with direct association with an institution would have to recuse themselves from the selection process whenever that team was being evaluated. So, you know, for me, obviously with Arkansas, I would recuse myself. What the committee will look at once we get together is if it needs to go any further than that. It will be difficult, though, because many of us have worked at multiple institutions and in multiple conferences. I think in my case, it's 7 or 8 of the 10 conferences I've worked in. So, mm-hmm. You know, there will be a recusal process. But again, the people on this committee are people with high integrity. So we expect that they will, again, recuse themselves where appropriate, where they could not be objective. And again, we will trust that integrity because that's why they were selected.
Jeff, most people are focused strictly on these 4 teams that you all will be picking, but you are also, the committee will also be selecting teams in some other bowl settings. Is that correct?
Yes, and it gets real complicated. It depends on the year and which 2 bowls are serving as semifinals, and it's the difference between a contract bowl. And so depending on how that works out, we could be replacing 3 to 4 teams into other major bowls that are part of this 6 bowl rotation. So, again, without getting into great detail, yes, we will be selecting anywhere from 3 to 4 teams to fill bowl slots.
I don't want to turn this into TMZ or some sort of drama queen question, but there is the obvious question with Barry Alvarez and the fact that there is some bad blood between the Wisconsin fan base, and I don't know if it was him specifically, but obviously there wasn't the best terms that Coach Bielema left under, and there's been some back and forth sniping since then. Can you talk to me at all about your professional relationship with Coach Alvarez?
Oh yeah, it's absolutely. It's great. We have a professional relationship, and again, that stuff gets blown way out of proportion. Coach Alvarez and I have a great respect for him. He's a great coach. He's been a very successful coach. I saw him just in September down at the Division I athletic directors meeting, and so there's no issue there. If somebody's trying to make it that there is, there really isn't. There's no bad blood. I have great respect for him. He understands the game, and he understands that you know, we hired a coach, and you know, he would go out and he went and hired another coach himself. So on a professional level, we understand that coaches are going to change, and there really isn't any bad blood there.
Football team with a great challenge this weekend, a great opportunity as well, depending on how you look at it, traveling down to face the number one team in the country. SEC Basketball Media Day is going on this week, so certainly a busy week. In addition to all that, of course, the announcement of the selection committee. Let me ask you about basketball quickly. I think there's a lot of expectations, certainly some very impressive athletes that have joined the program this year. Expectations high again, and I think everybody's sort of, you know, hoping and wanting to see this team make the NCAA tournament this season.
Absolutely. You know, again, I have great trust in Mike Anderson, and I think we will take a step here this year. I think he's now starting to get his kind of players into his system. I think you're going to see an improved team, and there should be high expectations for our team, and I'm excited to get out and see them play myself. So it should be an exciting year for Razorback basketball, no question.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about that from a football perspective, too, of getting the kinds of folks that you need in to run what you want to do, and of course, the football team is in year one of a process that is underway, and you know all too well, fans are not very patient, although I think at this point fans are fairly understanding when it comes to the football side of things.
Well, you know, we're all fans at some level, and all of us want to win now, and I guarantee you that Brett Bielema and his staff and his student athletes, they want to win now, and I love Coach Bielema's approach. You know, he's want to know every game, so he's going after this game very positively, and you know what? He's going to give it their best shot, and we'll do that each game, and it is a building process, and we certainly have to get the kind of players that fit Coach Bielema's system both offensively and defensively. And I know this is an outstanding recruiting group of coaches, and I think they will bring in the kinds of people that will allow us to compete in the toughest division and toughest conference in college football.
One last thing, Jeff. Baseball question. Major leagues underway. We're in the playoffs. How about your picks between the AL and NL?
Well, we got to go with the Tigers because of Smiley D and our other
Torrey Hunter,
Mr. Torrey Hunter, who's, you know, made a significant gift to our baseball program, and you know what, Smiley D has too. So I got two former players there. Well, one that never even made it to campus was just signed a letter of intent that have given back to our baseball facility. So I'm very proud of them. On the other side, I want to see the Cardinals. You know, I want to see the Cardinals and the Tigers. That'd be a great series for me.
Yeah, this is a can't miss, I think, for Major League Baseball. You got four great organizations without a
doubt.
Well, we appreciate the time very much. I know you're extremely busy, and I'm sure you're getting a lot of media calls right now. But thank you so much for carving out some time for us. Congratulations again, and looking forward to talking more about this as we move forward in the process.
Yeah, thank you, Justin, Matt. Appreciate it. Good to be on with you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Jeff Long.